Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Kanye West, and you can see here, it was just announced, this was 49 seconds ago when I brought this up, that Ye is back on Drink Champs with DJ EFN and Noriega. And I mean, last time he was on it was November of 2021, almost a year ago, and got 11 million views. It was the highest view total of any Drink Champs interview, and it went for a couple hours, and Ye was in his bag, you can say. The tone of things heading into this interview is much more tense, as Ye has been like really going after people. We're in the aftermath of him being blocked on Instagram and Twitter for anti-Semitic remarks, and all the controversy that's followed that with people agreeing, disagreeing. So it's one of the most tumultuous periods in Kanye fandom, or just like the history of Kanye in the public, and getting to go on Drink Champs and have this full like unfiltered interview with them. You can see they keep using the word uncut on here and on Twitter. You get to hear Kanye West uncut. Like, we'll see how this goes, because this is either going to be something where he clarifies a lot of things and alleviates some of the tension and concern a lot of fans have, or he's going to double down on a lot of things and alienate a lot more people. And that usually happens with Ye anyway. I am looking down at the baseball game. Cleveland, baby. Cleveland. Whew. 3-2. Okay. most of the time when Ye does an interview, there are people that are like, this makes me like him even more, and people that are like, I don't know how I felt about that. But this one has a lot more stakes, I think, especially coming off of him doing that interview with the shop that wasn't going to air. So there's essentially like that same energy of Ye coming back after the VMAs and putting out My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Like, what's he going to say? And is it going to be redemption or not? So we'll see. And like, Noriega is hyped as normal. Like, you will see if we pull off this off breaking the net soon. So that was 12 hours ago. So it seemed to be something that was in talks. And then imagine if Ye back was 38 minutes ago. And then Ye back tomorrow, 27 minutes ago. And then maybe it's a rumor, which is this photo of Ye Drink Champs, just like the screen here, or the marquee. And then now this, like the actual news. Ye rocking the 2024 hat and the Tremendez. Oh, wow. So he's got the Tremendez, the Tremaine shirt that he talked about making. He made it. Kind of a cool shirt. So we'll see, but they're saying 9 o'clock tomorrow. But how it happened before, it was 9 p.m on TV, and then the YouTube version, and the TV version was only like part of the interview, and then it came out on YouTube at like 10 o'clock and was a much longer portion of the interview. So I guess it'll be something like that, but of course, as their updates, we'll keep you posted. But look forward to this. Either way, just I know a lot of people are on the fence right now about how they're feeling, and I'm sure this will be the kick you need to go down one path or the other. So until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.